Yeah, I feel a little better now. All right, then. You enjoy your movie there. I'm going to crawl under these covers and call it a night. WSFB 797. I'll be calling clear here.
Have a good one. God bless the family, you and yours, and WSBT 889. We're going to stick this one out for a little bit on this movie, and you have a good one. And we're monitoring for a bit.
Roger that. God bless America.
WSFK 243.
There you go. 905s. I just ordered in four of them today.
I absolutely love them. I've got eight of them. I've got the 905s. I know I've got friends that's got the 935s, the new 935s, and they're kind of mixed with them, and I've got the, I don't know, I've got a ton of radios. I've got, UV5Rs, I got the AR152s, I've got a ton of radios, I got the Ocean 1000G Plus, which is my base with my Laird 4603, and I do love that one because that puppy puts out what everybody else can't get, I can get. So now the 905s, I have nothing against them. I think they're great. And it's easy to operate, and it's a good radio.
That I ordered in four of them. I'm on a 935 plus now. I just got it today, and along with those 905s, and I just thought I would program those up for the family members that aren't exactly radio people. I could hand it to them, and there's not as many ways for them to get in trouble, so I thought it would be a good compromise, and this is only about the second time I've talked on the 935 plus, so I picked up the KGXS 20G, the 20-watt Ocean as well, and got it programmed up tonight. But it's a little dark out there to be doing an antenna install.
Yeah, we just did. We just did an Ed Fong install this weekend. No, I'm not an expert at it. But I can tell you one thing right now, I really, really love, in comparison to all the radios I've got, and for some reason I keep buying them, I really love the 905. It is great. I mean, I've not had a problem with it, and it does me excellent, and it gets out when I need it to get out. It's plain and simple.
Here, you know, I'm just kind of getting into this. I've had a few UV9Gs, the waterproof 5R, basically, I think, for a while, and I've just used them simplex, and then I realized, about 3 weeks ago that all the repeaters that Dale's put up out here, and I'm just absolutely amazed with what he's accomplished. It's really made life good for me. My wife can hit the hogback repeater from our house, and I work all over the county, and about 80% of the places I've tried, I've been able to hit either the hogback repeater or the Ferguson Mountain repeater break. Dale earlier, and it sounds like the Grizzly Mountain repeater will go online next spring. I guess he got snowed out of there, and I'm really excited about that one. That's going to fill in a lot of blank spots for me.
I thought I actually heard it went online. I'd have to go to OregonGMRS.org, but I know I've heard somebody from Langevin Valley, I heard two people. people from Lakeview today, and I'm pretty sure I thought that already went online myself. I know Dell. I don't know him. I mean, I haven't met him personally, but I work with him. Well, not work with him, but he just helps me out. I am getting ready to set up a repeater system here in Klamath Falls, but it's just for local services only. And he's giving me a hand with some stuff. And I could have swore I thought that was already up and running.
About 3 hours ago, and he told me that it's not yet, but I think the snow hit a little earlier than he was hoping. He told me he should be able to get in there, you know, March, April, but I think Grizzly's at like 7,800 feet, so it might be June before he can get in there and get the rest of the install done. He did tell me that there's some folks with some pretty high base stations in Lakeview, and they're able to hit the Hogback repeater, which is absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah, that sounds understandable. I know, no, I've talked to him. I know he's been working on it for a while, but anyway, all I got is 100% applause for Dale and Jeff both. They've done great. They've got us all connected, and it's really good that in our areas, especially the areas that we can barely get communication, I mean, and cell service and everything else, I think what they're doing is great. And, hey, I'm behind it 100%. That's all there is to it.
I would agree. I'm working solo in the backcountry around here a lot, more than most people probably, and you know, this really solves, these linked repeaters really solve the issue of, you know, our standard radios, half the time nobody's listening to them, so if you were in trouble and needed help, there wouldn't be anybody to hear you, whereas these linked repeaters, I've yet to actually make contact with the repeater and not have somebody give me a signal report, which gives me a nice warm fuzzy feeling, knowing that if I found myself in trouble, there's probably somebody out there that could get the cavalry headed my way.
I understand that 100%. I've got a couple of family members that are firefighting. Well, one of them is firefighting. The other one is actually pulls out heavy equipment and is one of the operators of one of the cats that's cutting fire lines. So, yeah, what's been done as far as communication? It's been great. It's really good to know that when, I mean, some of the family members are getting out there and they don't even have cell service, but yet they can sit there and have enough cell service and connected to a repeater that we can still at least communicate and know that they're safe. Yeah. Well, I mean, what they're doing is great. I love it. I back them up 100%.
And if they ever need to pass the hat, I would certainly be happy to throw some money into it. It's just a good peace of mind for me, and especially for my wife. I think she worries about me sometimes.
Well, yeah, I know that. It depends on what your what your profession is. Yeah, they all worry. Hey, I can give you an email address if you want to contact me. My name is John.
My name's Andy. I don't spend a whole lot of time on the computer if I can help it, so I think I'll just stick to this. But been good chatting with you. I appreciate the update on the 905s. I kind of rolled the dice on those a little bit, and hope they're really going to serve us well. Thank you.
I love them. Like I said, I'm sitting on six of them right now, and I've got family members that are sitting on more than that. And I've been through quite a few of them, and I really love the 905. And I've got friends that were skeptical, like I said, on the 935s, but they're getting used to them. They're, you know, getting broke into them, and they like them just as well. So, and it sounds like that you've already picked up a couple of 935s, or at least one. So, yeah, hey, all is good. I hope you have a good one. God bless you and the family. WSBT 889. We're monitoring for a bit.
That right back at you. Enjoy your movie. WSFK 243, clear.
WSEZ 492. Can I get a radio check?
Got a little bit of scratch in the background. Can understand what you're saying, but you are can understand you just fine. WSBT 889 monitoring.
889. This is Bill from Lakeview. I'm shooting about just shy of 70 miles, hitting the hogback repeater off a 20 watt machine.
You're doing real good, hitting hogs back, believe me. Yep, you're doing good. Your modulation, like I said, is 100%. You got some static in the background, which for your position, that's normal. But no, you're doing good. WSBT 889 monitoring.
889, WSBT 492 monitoring.
WSFK 243. Position in a pretty decent base antenna to be hitting hogback from Lakeview.
In a headlong antenna at RG58 Co-op. And then 20 watt
VTEC mobile. Well, how high do you have your antenna?
It's in my awning on my front porch of my house. I'm a couple miles north of the city here. And it's about 4,800 feet here.
I'm kidding about the tallest town in Oregon. That's pretty incredible. I actually grew up out in Adel, so I've spent more than my fair share of time driving that highway.
We got a good workforce that lives out there in Adel, so I was really surprised when I started hitting it. I started receiving it, and I was hearing, I think it was John on there talking. I was receiving on it. Hogs back on a handheld, of course, it just hit it. So I upgraded, and you hit it, no problem.
Path I went to a couple of handhelds just to try things out, and I just got my 20-watt mobile Ocean today, so I'll be putting it in the truck tomorrow. Anyway, good talk to you. Have a good night. WSFK 243, clear.
Good evening, also WSEZ 492 monitoring.